It's the last Shabbos Shuvos. Well, let's start again. Once again, it's Mitzvah Shabbos. Here we are on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, arguing about whether we should be singing Misha Nichmas until the first. And we're holding on Daf Lamed in the Sechus Chulin on the 30th day of Shvat. What a coincidence. On Lamed Shvat. And we'll start doing our Aleph Beis Gimels again. At least we'll know that much. So, we were right in the middle. What happened now? How could we? Oh, how do you like that? That's right. I do this every Mitzvah Shabbos. I forget that we're doing today, yesterday's Lamed.
Right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. All right, I take it all back. It's even worse.
Yeah,
sure,
right.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So
here we are arguing
about the day of the mother.
So we start again. Okay, I'm Dav Chokhtet. So we're right in the middle of the question about whether Mechta al Mechta Kerov or Alo Kerov Machlokes between Rav and Rav Kahana, which until now we've assumed, and we'll see wrongly, is the Machlokes Lagabe Shechita itself, whether a Rov would be, you would be Yoytzei a Rov, even if it's Mechta al Mechta. Toshma, so we're going to bring now our final Raya about this again, what's going to cause us to change our mind about all our assumptions, 6 lines down from the top of Chof Tes. Harei Shaya Chatzi Kana Pagum. You start off now with the Shechita of a half of a Gargaret that is already cut through. All you do is add a little bit, complete that way the Shechita. Shechita Tok Sheira. Problem is that Iyamid Mechza Mechza Kerov. To Trefa. If you're going to tell me that you're going to satisfy the requirements of Shechita, which requires a Rov with a Metzah Metzah, why would you not be satisfying the requirements, so to speak, of Trefa and make it Usher to eat? When you have the Chatzi Kana Pogrom, you're saying Metzah Metzah is to Rov, so it's as if you already cut through most of the Kana, so then it's Trefa. What's Chayach to do Shechita on it now? Oh my Rav, that's no problem because shiny in treifa to be in on Rav Hamir Ala Inai comes to treifa. You need more than a standard Rav, which would be Mechzal Mechzal. Perhaps if you want to say Mechzal Mechzal Rav, you would need a Rav Hamir Ala Inai, which Lamaisa means, according to most Mefarshim, Rav Gomor. A Rav Gomor is doesn't mean that. That it's necessarily nikar leinayim the minute you look at it, but that you can measure it very clearly that this is rov. You don't get into a question of exactitude. I must tell you that there are some sages who taina that rov hanira leinayim is a meaningful idea, and that it means you should be able to see it as a rov. And there are some shitas who, because of that lahalacha, are machmir on rov. And I say that Enoch Inami, you should have a Rova Nira Leinayim, the former Makabla and Rov, even in terms of Shechita. And the Taz brings this Gemara. Some learn that that's what Rashi means. It's difficult for me to believe, but some learn that Rashi means that it has to be literally Nikr Leinayim. Even though it seems to be Rashi saying the exact opposite, but in any event, some are Medayim. Amalei Abayas, Abayas says to Rav, that doesn't make any sense. Why would we need by Trefa Rav Anir Leinayim if by Shechita we don't need a Rav Anir Leinayim? If Dain is Abayas, or called a Chayim, it's not a Kavachimer. If Trefa, Ma Trefa, the Mashal Mitrefa. The dinim of Trefa deals sometimes with minute quantities, in which even a Mashu is enough to make something Trefa. Nonetheless, Hecha, the dinim be Rav, Ruba, Vina, Rav Anir Leinayim. In those cases where you do need Rov, you're tithing over here, Rov of the Kana. So you would need Rov of the Gargaret that should be Pogum in order to have a trade. But now all of a sudden you've decided it has to be Rov on your lay nine. That's even though we're dealing with treifas where the smallest amounts are enough to make something treifa. So by Shechita, in the first place you need Rov. And you're tithing Mechza Mechza is Kerov. That's absurd. Lo miskasher. So adi karuba lo miskasher. Isn't it clear that lo koshe can be a rov on near lay nine? For sure, we're going to need a very clear cut rov. So forget it. This is absolutely unarguable. I mean, there's no way that we could really think that Rav and Rav Kana are arguing about whether Metzik Rov lenient Shchita, and yet when it comes to Treifus, we should say that no, over there you need Rov on the early night. Just unacceptable. Truth is, there's no such thing. Of course nobody holds Metz on Metzik Rov. The whole point of Rov is that it's Rov. The Kuleyam on Metz on Metzik Rov. Rav and Rav Kana were not arguing about the din of Ruba Kekula at all. Ruba Kekula means Rov, doesn't mean Metzah Metzah. What they were arguing about is a unique place in the Torah where there is a concept of Rov that has nothing to do with Ruba Kekula. What is that? The din of Pesach Sheni. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, we know that a Yachid is not Nidcheh Pesach Sheni. Only the Tzibur is Nidcheh. I mean, excuse me, only a Yochid is Nidcheh LePesach Sheni. A Tzibur is not Nidcheh LePesach Sheni, and it does it brings Betuna. Question is, what defines a Yochid? Two people, 10 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, at what point are they Yochidid when they're not most of the Tzibur? But how about if they're half? So then they're just as chashuv as any other configuration of the Tzibur. That's the question. Is half considered to be the Tzibur? And nothing to do with it in Ruba Kekulo. It's a question what is called a Yachid. So there you have a Machlokas Kitmar, the Rabbi, the Rav Kana, and Pesach Kitmar. It's only Yisrael, Mechzat Orino Mechzat Meim. Rav Tain is Mechzat Mechzat Kerov. In which case you have the Rova Tzibur Tmeim. And the Rova Tzibur brings a Pesach Betuma. Rav Kana, or Mechzat Mechzat, there's still just a lot of Yachid. And there's no Rova, there's no Tzibur, none of this. Eino Kerov. And what's Rav Svar over there? Not because of Mechza Mechzitz Kerov. My time is Rav. The Rav Dexiv Ish Ish Kiyat Tamil Nefesh. Ish Nitcha. Only an Ish, an individual. How can you call a group of people that are half of the Tzibur an individual? And because of that, since Ish Nitcha, Vein Tzibur Nidachin, you have over here essentially a Tzibur, and the Tzibur is Makriv Betuma. Getting back now to our Mishnah. The Mishnah, we noticed, has what appears to be a hopeless redundancy, in that it reiterates again, after saying Ruba Shalechet Kamo, it says, Rov Echad Ba'of and Rov Shnayim Be'Behema Shkitasak Sherech. What do we need to repeat it for? Asks the Gemara, what's this Rov Echad Ba'Tanina Chadazimna? You just said that in the ratio. You said Ruba Shalechet Kamo. Why do I need it to spell it out like this again? Once again, we find the Yonim of Kachin here in the Dinei Shechita, and one part of the Mishnah refers to Kachin, and one part of the Mishnah refers to Chulin. And we need both, Vitzricha. Because let's say we would have had a Mishnah to tell us only the Din by Chulin. So, Iyashvin or Chulin, I would say that's a disagile beruba, Mishun de lav ladam utzarech. The Iker of Shechita, Bechulin, even if you learn the Ramazim in terms of Chateyu Shachat, Chat, there's any cleaning it out, but it's not for the Dan. So the Mela, I would say over there, it's enough to have a Rov. I hope Kachin, because the Dan would say, the whole point of Shechita's Kachin is to be able to bring the Dan, Kiadamu Nefesh, and that I should need to do as much as possible. I should check as much as possible. Torah doesn't want you to be mitzamtzim. Same elotis kibay beruba. Maybe it's insufficient to have ruba adikakula. You'd have to do the whole thing. On the other hand, the Ashman and Kachim, if the Mishnah would have told us that by Kachim, you need to have roi vechad v'ayperev shayim v'behema, I would say maybe that's because the Adam Lotzarek. Maybe by Chulin, where you don't need the Adam Lotzarek, maybe it would be enough not to have Rov, the name of the Paul Gatsari. Maybe there is no din of Rov, the Klal Shkita by Chulin. Kamash, Ramon, you need both Kachim and Chulin. The question is, which part of the Mishnah is referring to Chulin, and which part of the Mishnah is referring to Kachim? Now, normally we don't do this because it doesn't make any difference. Because if we say we have a repetition, I say we have like by Rava, Chodah b'mum or Chodah b'kusi. Good, I mean, and over there's just a question of, well, which is his shita, which was a bias shita, but it's unimportant, really. Here it's important. Because we have the machlokas about vridim, correct? Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonan. So the question is, was Rabbi Yehuda saying, Achishchotas habridim, dafka by kachim? We need the dam. So is it in the part of the Mishnah that's talking about kachim? Or is it in the part of the Mishnah that's even talking about chulin? So it does make an afkamina lalach. Mainly, we want to determine which part of the Mishnah is a reference to which. I think it's reasonable to say that the opening of the Mishnah that says Hashorchet Echad Be'oth Shnayim Be'Behema is a reference to Chulin. The Sefer is a reference to Kachem. Why? Because, look, I mean, it says Hashorchet. It says Hashorchet Echad Be'oth. Now, if you're talking about Kachem, there's no such thing as Hashorchet Echad Be'oth. You'd have to say Hamole. Right? So, Yitzhagadai Devarecha Be'Kachem Hamolek Be'Bo'elek. Since it says Ashokhet, and starts talking about Ofot, it's obviously a reference to Chulin. Ah, come on, so the Sefer, you have the same thing, Elamai Sefer, because, I mean, why does it say, Echad Ba'ov Shchitasek Shera? What do you mean, it's not, there is no Shchitasek Shera, there's Melikasek Shera, me by the way. Why doesn't it say Melikasek Shera? No, Alakasha. That for sure doesn't bother me, because over there, what's the Mishnah saying? Echad Ba'ev. Right after Ba'ev, right Shnayim Bibehema, Shkita Sekher, where's the word Shkita coming off of? Behema. So fine, in general it refers to the above with the Shkita Behema, but the opening is the opposite. The opening begins with the word Ashokhet on the oath. Ashokhet Echad Be'oth. So that doesn't make sense to say Agav the Behema, we're going to say Shokhet. You'd have to start with Moilek. The Memela, I did the Salat Bibehema Taninami Shkita Sekher. In the Reish Sefer Enochinami, the last thing you mentioned was Behema. So in reference to the Behema, the verb can be a reference to its closest object. The closest object of the verb of the Sefer is the Shechita of the Behema. But the closest object of the verb HaShochet in the Reisha is an oath. And there is no oath Bekotchim. El Reisha Nichte, Al Oath Koi. The direct object of the verb over here, the closest direct object is the oath. Esau kadai for the kachim. Why doesn't it say hamaylik? Hamaylik me baylik. Reb Shimi bar Ashi says, I agree with you, but I would say for a different reason. For sure the reisha is bechulin. You know how I know it? Because it says echad be'ov. Forget about whether it says ashochet. Is echad be'ov true by kachim? No, not necessarily. There's all us oath requires shnayim. So why would you make a rule by kachim echad be'ov? He talked about kachim. He got all us oath. The boy shnayim money. No, that's not a good deal. I mean, so the safe can say the same thing. So what? The safe and now you're saying is kachim. And it says echad be'ov. It's the same thing. Rove echad be'ov. So how rove echad be'ov? You could ask, what about the all us oath? He got all us oath. The boy shnayim money. No, there's a big difference. You say, Ashokhet Echad Be'ov, even if it would mean Amolek. Amolek Echad Be'ov. If you're telling me Rov Echad Be'ov, you're making a general statement that could easily mean my Rov Echad, Rov Kol Echad Be'Echad. If it's Rov Echad where it's Echad, Rov of whichever one you have to check. If it's two, it's two. I mean, what? Right? It's already sufficiently open-ended, that statement. But if you're saying Ashokhet Echad Be'ov, then it's echad. It's not kol echad v'echad. The robe is a definition of something else. So then I could say, and the truth is it would have said rov shnayim, but I can't say rov shnayim, because, I mean, what about a chatas? But you know, at least say rov shnayim. But kima nika chatas, a sagalei v'chatas simen. A chatas is enough with one. So mishumach, I'm not going to say hasheket rov shnayim. So I say hasheket rov echad, whatever it is, if that's the only one, or if it's the sheket of the other one too. That's the important thing is I'm trying to tell you the dinner of Rove. Rav Papa says, I agree with you, but I'll tell you why I think the Reish is Bechulim. The Reish is Bechulim Miocha. Diktani Rav Yidda Imer Achi Yishka Desavridi. Upligi Rabbanan Aleh. Now I ask you, Rav Yehuda didn't, he didn't say it that nobody else argued. I mean, it's a machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Do you need to be Sheikh of the Freedom? We know it's a machlokas because we saw the brisa that they tied it to Rav Yehuda. Why do you have to have it b'shas shrit, and so on and so forth? If we're talking about kachim, what kind of crazy question is that? The whole purpose of kachim is to get dam. You're going to tell me we should do a shrit, and Rabbanan will say, nah, it's okay. Let the blood stay in the body. That's absurd. So, there's a yamish, we said, of the chulin. You're going to tell me the opening of the mission reference to chulin. So then you can argue about whether there's an advantage in getting out the dam b'shashchita or whether it doesn't matter later on, you'll salt the bird, whatever. But so then, shabra, the yamish, the kachim. If the ratio was the reference to kachim, why would the rabbanan possibly have argued in Rebuta? Am I pligi rabbanan, la yuatzve, la damut, sarich, Nobody's going to deny that you must get that dama nefesh b'shas v'shchita. So it doesn't make any sense.
Can we make a ride from this?
We're going to.
Oh yeah,
of course. Got it. Give us time. Ravashi Amar, Sefer Bekachimiyach. Ravashi says, well, I can't prove that the Reish is Bechulim, but I can prove that the Sefer is Bekachim. Diktoni Hashochet Shnei Roshim Ke'echad Shkitatok Shira. If you went ahead and you shechted the two heads at once, so you kosher Shkita. Right? Now, why does it say that B'diabad? I mean, we know the really nice shchitas, we got 100 animals lined up, you take them after, boom! That's, I mean, a really good shchit. So why dafka b'diavad? I mean, why not l'chatchila? It's quite a show. So, hashorka b'diavad in b'chatchila? Lo, why not? See, I'm a b'shoyim if you're going to tell me that the seifa is dealing with kachim, I can tell you why not. Why not? Rabbi Yosef says, it says in the Torah, Tizbach. And Tizbach means Shlo Yeshnaim Shochtim Zevach Echad. And then it says, Tizbachu Hu Shlo Yechad Shochet Shnei Zevachim. By the way, Rav Kahana explains, how can I be Medayek Tizbach from a Pasuk that says Tizbachu? Tizbachu is Lashon Rabbi. So Rav Kahana explains that the ksiv is without the vav. So if you read it the way it's written, it's tizbach hu. One person is oveach, one animal. So there's a din in only shechting a single animal at a time. Elohim et bechulim. If you're going to tell me the problem that the reference over here was to chulim in the sefer, so why do you say shnei roshim atfilu chatchila nami? Why wouldn't it be also even the Chatzkila? And the truth is, Reish Lakish also says the Reish is Bechulim, the Sefer Bekachim. How do we know? The Omer Rishim and the Lakish. The Shulam Lakish discussed the Mishnah Stam, not in the context of our conversation. And he pointed out, what's the point of repeating it? Ah, the Fish is Shaninu. Since, as David points out, it says that the Kohen Gadol Heviu Lo Et HaTamid Kotzo Mirek Acher Shkitato Yado. So it says over there, if the Kohen, he's got a big problem, because the Abed is of Yom Kippur only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. He's got to do the Shkita. Problem is, he also has to do the Kabbalah. How do you do the Kabbalah while you're doing the Shkita? So what you do is, because the blood starts spurting right away, supposed to be Makabo called Dama Nefesh, this guy's got to really be fast. So what he does is, he is koreitz, meaning he does enough of the shchita to be yaitzei, rov shnei simanim, hands it to somebody else to continue cutting, and we'll see what the point of that is, and then he grabs now the mizrach to be makabal v'dam. This is magic, right? So now, bir kachar shchitas al yado, says Reish Lakish, that's why we need our Mishnah, because yocho lo mirek yepasu. You might think that if the mice and nobody else goes ahead and completes the shchita and finishes the entirety of the simanim, so you might think that it should be pasul. The kashanina rov echadol, the rov shnayim b'deima. Therefore, it says, what is he referring to? The safe of our Mishnah, that rov is also kosher, even the kachim. So the Vesir Reish Lakish took for granted that our Mishnah sefer, these are the words from our Mishnah sefer, rov shnayim b'deima, is kosher. Reference to kachim. But what do you mean? Oh my yochol lo mirek yepasul. What does that mean? You're telling me a contradiction in terms. The Kohen Gadol has to give it to somebody else to finish. He should be able to grab the mizrach. The reason that he had to do the shchita in the first place is because nobody else is allowed to do the shchita. So now you're going to say, and maybe if you didn't do the whole shchita, it's possible. So if it's possible, then he had to do it. What good is it to give it to somebody else? It's a contradiction in terms of what you're saying. So am I, yochol lo mirek yepasul. I don't change. If it would be possible, then it would be imkein avodah avodah b'acher. Then it would mean that another Kohen is doing the avodah v'tanya kol avodah yom kippurim in a kshirat el abod. Isn't that the point? That it can only be with him? And that was the reason in the first place. that you were giving it over. By the way, Tosis points out, because it said another very simple problem. We just learned Rav Kahana is the Kizbach. Who? If it was possible, you'd have two people doing a Shechita. I'd have two people doing a Shechita by Kachin.
Why can't we just have him use a separate knife, not a Shechita knife at that point? He's already Shechita the animal, then you don't have to worry about the Tlisa. If he continued, the other guy was using the same knife. So Shia or Drasa, because you don't know what you're not able to judge.
Mr. Brooks, there's something wrong with the question, but it's so off base that I can't address it. There's something wrong. I can't, but it will take me too long to analyze what assumptions you're making. You seem to think it has something to do with the continued act of Shechita, as opposed to the question of whether there's mechuyav to be a Shechita.
I'm saying at that point, why shouldn't he stop the Shechita? He's already shepherded
the animals. That we'll ask later why not stop. So, okay, come on. Says the Gemara, the truth is, Yoko Yehi Prasal Min Rabbonan. Tsunami. We never thought that it would be possible. But you're right, we understand that would be stupid, that we have a contradiction in terms. The Shaila is the Rabbonan. Might have thought that the Rabbonan, not Stam, that were most high of you, Lekathila, to Shekht Kulay. We already saw. That's only B'diavad, if it's Ruba Shalakot Kabayu. But we would have thought that maybe they actually possible by Kachim if you didn't check Kulay. Come on, fine. There's no psul at all, even in Rabbanah. The Kachim wrote that about Rav Shemian. Now, as Moshe Baruch asked, be after that, people psul Rabbanah Lecha. Lomali Lamarik. So why not just stop? What do I have to be Lamarik Beklau for? Mitzvah Lamarik. Look, we need to have the Dam. So Mimela, it's a mitzvah to go into. To complete it, to have it as much as possible. But you know, I mean, it's not really part of the Shechita at all. This leads us to a whole other question. Because we've spoken about now the issue of continuing on after the Shechita. And we've seen that we're taking for granted that that's not part of the Shechita, because then it would be a Maisa B'Achir. But how about, it's a very strange thing. I mean, if two people are doing the Shechita, the first person does the Shechita, not at the point that the Shechita was past the Rov. If he did it when it was past the Rov, we just got finished saying, you can do it, it's a Mirat B'Achir. If he did it before you get to the Rov, I have a question. I mean, What is called Shechita? Is the whole act called Shechita, or is it the moment at which your pegeya, the nafak chiyus, is the Shechita? This relates to the question we had before of how to interrelate agroma. Where is our agroma? Where do we measure the road? Is it the entire action? Is it just the point at which I'm doing the maisa? We've had this in a lot of different ways. We had the din of chatzikona pogum. There the Shechita that spotted our president. There the Shechita was only on the last little tiny bit, so that's called the Shechita. So when it's 5 centimeters, then it's a 5 centimeter Shechita. Is the Shechita only that part when you get up to the end? We discussed that the Megeah, a guy starts doing the Shechita and a Jew completes the Shechita. So what actually defines the Maisa Shechita? We'll see where this is Nogea La Halacha. So now starting on the other end. How about from the beginning? And that's how we lead into this, and in the end we're going to pull it back to the sugya that we just had. So we have a fascinating machlokes. Lish Lakish quotes Levi Saba saying, Eina l'shechita lo b'sof. The shechita, the act of shechita, is that last little bit when you complete the shechita, that makes it now kosher, that is the shechita. The rest of it wasn't shechita. It was still an act of pulling a knife. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yes, on the Shechita b'Kli Levatzov. The whole Shechita, from beginning to end, is an act of Shechita. Omar Rava says, Rabbi, I want to clarify what's not Kamina Lalok in this whole thing. I mean, what are we talking about? Hakol Modin, Echad Shachat Simen Echad Avik Yechavim Simen Echad Yisrael. Let's not confuse ourselves. There's no question that the first thing we have to take out of this is where there would be another psul that's unrelated to Shechita. No, don't get caught up to say something stupid. You'll say, Ein l'shechita ela l'besof, therefore, let the guy do the first part of the shkita, and I'll do the last part of the shkita. If the guy would do an act of tarfus, you're not going to change the fact that it's treif by saying aim the shkita all of itself. So obviously, if the guy shechted one simen, kaput, there's nothing to do about it anymore. Because he already ruined it. Even if it's not shkita, he already ruined it. That has nothing to do with the machlokas. He did an act of tarfus. You don't need for it to be part of an act of shkita in order for it to be part of tarfus. So please, let's not get confused. So for sure, a guy shechts one simen, you saw shechts the other, of course it's tzura. Over there you have an act of tarfus, you don't have to get into the question of whether it had a din of shkita. Another question. I'll show you the same thing is not in the gear. So you take an Eilat Sa'if. You went ahead and you did Malika of one simen of the Eilat Sa'if. You say, oh, one simen of Eilat Sa'if is not a Malika. Not an act of Malika. Because ain't the Malika of the Sa'if. You need to have two. And you did the Malika Lamatas. You say, oh, so then that's the Machlokas. Whether I would profit. No. If you were Malik Simen Echad Lamata, which is not the place, remember, birds fly up, and they are shechter only on the top of the mizbeach. It was a simen. It was simen echad lamala. Over there, it's possible, even if you hold ain malika all of itself. Why? Because alayasaba maisechatasof lamata. Over there, the maaseh that was done at the bottom of the mizbeach would have been the maaseh that you would have done to a chatasof one simen lamata had this been a chatasof. And as we had back in Zvach, if you do a maisechatasof to an osof, so then it's possible. So this also is not Nagia the Machlokas. Forget about it. Lo Nechlok, I will tell you where their Machlokas would be Nagia. Let's say a guy goes ahead and he shechs one simen bachutz, and now he shechs the other simen bifnim. That would be a question already. There, if Yod Yesh HaMashkita B'tchilavat Sov, okay, so then you would be Chayev, because the one simen that I'm shechting b'chutz, even though it's not really enough to be matir, but it's part of an act of shechita, and an act of shechita, the Torah says, if you do it b'chutz, you chayev karos. Doing it b'chutz. You did it b'chutz. Doesn't say anywhere you have to complete it b'chutz. It says, don't shech b'chutz, you shech it b'chutz. Machenken, if you hold aim of shechita, so then what you did was not an act of shechita, and therefore you would not be chayev. Amalei Rabba Barshimi, so Rabba Barshimi told Rabba, well, my Rebbe disagreed with that approach to the Machlokas. My lo amarav. Umani, when I say Mar, who am I referring to? I'm referring to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef held that even that case that you just brought would not be included in the Machlokas. Why? Because Echad Shachat Simen Echad Bachutz, V'Simen Echad Bifnim, you have exactly the same argument that you made about it being a maisa of a chatas ha'ot lamata. Didn't you make that argument? Why did you make that argument? Because you said the shechita of a single simen, the malik of a single simen, in that case, is the equivalent of what would have been done if it had been a chatas ha'ot, even though it wasn't. So in this case, well, you could say the same thing. Doing the shechita b'chutz of one simen is the equivalent bifnim of doing the Malika of one simen. By the way, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here, whether we're referring to birds, and it's a continuation of the bird talk that we had until now, or whether we've switched now to Behema and talking about two simonim. Notice it says Shechita. But in order to become Chayav on Shechuta Chutz of a bird, remember you have to do Shechita B'chutz. Even though Bifnima would have had to be Malika, because Malika B'chutz. Hail to the chief.
Taking
the riches. Gosh, that's what it is, you think? It's the hashpo of being right across from me. Gosh. Right? So in order to be chayav and shchut echutz of a kodesh bird, you have to shek the bird. You can't do malika on the bird because outside malika is just the velas. Okay, so we could be referring to a bird. In fact, Rashi learns we're talking about a bird. So since that bird, that siman echad, would have been a significant siman on the chatzot b'fnim, had it been done by malika. So if you do it b'chutz, b'shchita, it's also mechayev you, because that's what the Torah said not to do. Don't do shchitas chutz. Tosis is very bothered by this, because a maisa of shchita b'chutz will only involve one siman on a bird. That's the definition of shchita b'chutz. How would we suddenly get involved in two simanim? We've got to be talking about a behemoth, Tainus Tosis. No, but no, it's possible, right? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Tainan, Echad Shachat Simen Echad Bechutz, V'Simen Echad Bifnim, for sure it would be possible, and Tosis is learning Chayev, Shalei Yosef HaMaisach HaTasauf Bechutz, you did an act which would be the equivalent of an act that is kosher Bifnim. Correct? Obviously, it doesn't have to be this particular thing. You have to have been kosher b'fnim in this particular way. But the Torah says, don't do a thing b'chutz that could have been done b'fnim. So you could have done such a mighty b'fnim. Now you did it b'chutz on kodesh, you're chayev. So that was going to look a good b'chlokas. Yes, the shechita b'tchila v'atzof, my friends, is not on an entire siman. Therefore, everybody would be invited that it's, that's a meaningful act of shchit, even in this particular case it isn't. Look out for shchut echutz. Because of katasov. The question over here is if you do miyad of a simen. If you do miyad of a simen, you haven't done anything yet. And this is a whole different way of looking at it. So in other words, I'm holding now, I'm checking, and if I stop, nothing happens. I'm in the middle of shchit asakone. I haven't even created tarpus yet. I'm only in a miyat simen. So now you're going to tell me, oh, you shechted b'chutz. What are you talking about? And if I had cut it b'chutz, you would have told me I shechted it b'chutz. Well, what did I do? Well, you continued going and it ended up being a shechita. But I went inside by the time I continued going. What are you going to blame me for? But if you hold yeshel shechita b'tchila v'atzov, every last element of the act that you did was part of one long act of shechita. In which case, we tell you, you were being Isaac in shechita b'chutz, the Torah says you're chayiv. So if you're going to shechad mitziman in b'chutz, the gomra b'fni. So l'man d'yama yesh l'shechita mitchila v'atzov, mechayiv. If you hold that the entire thing is one long act of shechita, then you would be chayiv. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayiv. Like Resh Lakish, lo mechayev, because you didn't do an act that was significant for shechita b'chutz.
He had to continue
the transit. And we'll see. Motiv Rabbi Zeira, kol ha'asukim b'parah nitchila v'atzov mitam'in b'gadim.
Now, if you do it the other way around, if you started with him and went b'chutz.
And he did miyat b'fnim, and for sure, because then he did the place b'sof b'chutz. That for sure is not a machlokas. The question is if he didn't do the sof, he did the tchila. So if you hold yesh and l'shkita mitchila v'yad sof.
If he did the rov b'fnim, then
he finished. Right. Now, it says in the Mishnah in Parah like this, anybody that is Isaac in the Parah, whatever he does, even if he doesn't actually touch the parah itself, he's mitame begadim. This is gzeiras hakasav. The Torah says whoever was Isaac in the parah is mitame. What's more is anybody that's Isaac the parah, if he's doing something else at the same time, such as pumpkin cutting, is Rashi's example, because that's what the Gemara. We always talk about pumpkins. If it's whatever it is, it's going to be pumpkins. So they if they do another malacha at the same time, we learn out from a pasuk ota, you can only be osik in the parah. Suppose something happens. These guys were all being osik in the parah. They brought the parah out, they carried it, they prepared it, and so on. And then it turned out that the shechita was done wrong. Then it doesn't matter whether they were Isaac Kaidim Sula, they were Isaac Liachab Sula, Bain Kaidim Sula, Bain Liachab Sula, ain't on the time of a gun. Forget it. Because now the whole thing turned out to be not a Pora, wasn't a kosher. So then they're not on the time of a gun. No, exactly. They weren't on that. We now know that they weren't Isaac before. Behaza'ata. Now, suppose there was a psul nahaza. Oh. So if they were Isaac in it before the psul, that is batama begadim. Le'yach psul ena batama begadim. Now, the question is like this. If you hold that the first part of the shechita before the psul was also a shechita, why did we switch to the haza? We could have made the same chiluk in the act of shechita as itself. We'd have said, if the shechita was nifsula, the ones who are Isaac kedem psula, they're Isaac in it still as a para before the psul occurs, so they should be matana begadim. Liflag nami b'shchitata, ila bo b'psul b'shchita kaidem psula b'tamah b'gadim. Liyaka psula ina b'tamah b'gadim. And here, as Moshe Baruch asked before, Omar Rava, what kind of crazy question is this? It's kalkul b'shchita kamrat. What do you mean? What do you think that yeshua b'shchita b'shchita b'atzov means that the shchita, the end, turns out not to have been a shchita, then, but before it was a shchita? You're talking about a case when the end, it turned out there was no shechita. The shechita was ruined. Everybody agrees that the shechita was ruined. Then you can't call the entire act an act of shechita because there wasn't an act of shechita. The only question is, if in the end it turns out that there's a shechita, then all elements of that act were part of the shechita that resulted. But nobody in his right mind is going to suggest that we say, since you were being Isaac in shechita, even though there ended up not being a shechita, Isaac with shechita was enough. What shechita? Where's shechita? There was no shechita. So shiny us to be glory, milson the matre. We now know retroactively the lab shechita ikla. There never was a shechita. So how could somebody been Isaac b'shechita mitzkilavat so? That's not a kasha. If you want a kasha, I'll give you a kasha, buddy. But don't ask me this. I'm a rovel. I kasha. Oh kasha. If you want to have a question, here's a question. Leman diama ena l'shechita el l'besal. Let's say that you hold Enel Shechita El Besov. Why do you have to talk about a case where the Pora Aduma turned out to be Pusel? You could even talk about a case where it was kosher all the way. And you could say what happened over here is you had two different guys doing the Shechita. The first guy who was Isaac in it, if you hold that Enel Shechita El Besov, so then the first guy wasn't doing Shechita. Because Ein L'shchita El Besov, so he's tahor. The second guy who takes over, and he gets the shchita to the point where it reaches heksher of rov v'bosim on him, only he, the gaver passes, metama. Only the second guy will be metame. So clearly there is no such possibility. Why? Because everybody that was osik it all along was osik in shchita, whether it's at the last minute or whether it's at the first moment. Ha! Amr of Yosef, what ha? No ha. The case doesn't make any sense. You're saying, let's have two people do shechita. You can't have two people do shechita. A parah is kadesh. And it's possible to have two people do shechita. Shrei gavri b'chad zivcha kamer. What are you talking about? Barminado, out with that shot. The Tanina, we already saw before. Tizbach. You have two people, even though the part is not really a zevach, but it's called a chatas, we don't give a dinim as if it's a zevach. And tizbachu means who? Can have one person check the two zevachim, as Rakana pointed out. The way to read it is according to the ksiv. Tizbachu, not tizbachu, who. So tizbach is lashon yachid. No, who is lashon yachid? I'm like, Abaya says, Abaya, wait, just hold on a minute over here. Not everybody agrees with that. Lavit Mala, you know perfectly well that Rabba Bar Chana said about that brisa of the thing that you're not allowed to have two guys check the same carbon, that was not a universal opinion. It was actually Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, even though it doesn't quote Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but we find many cases where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is quoted stam. And this is one of them. It's a Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon stimata'a. Many brises are quoted as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and are not, because there's so many of them, the Tanoim will often not use his name. Quote his shita. This is one of them. Avachachamim omrim. It happens to be that the halach is not like that. And actually, shnayim shoftim zevachach. You have two people shechting one zevach. And therefore, when Rabbi Yosef said, bar minei de'ahu, not so true. the Koinder Chomer makes perfectly good sense, and therefore it's a very good raya. If you hold Eimu Shchita Lo Besof, why didn't we have it split up between the first guy who did the first half of the Shchita never got to the point at which it was kosher? He's not Metame. Only the last guy is Metame. Ha! I'm back to ha! You know what? I got even a better one for you. Let's say even it's going like Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. So fine. So you don't have two shochtim, you have two hats. Have two hats. Don't have to have two heads. What you could do is, you could change the guy's hat in the middle of the shechita. I mean, you're looking for, what do you have to go to a case with a porous puzzle? Say, the guy starts doing the shechita, he's wearing Richie's hat. Richie's hat didn't become tummy if you all day in the shechita all of a sudden. Then you go ahead and you put on Saba Josh's hat. Now Saba Josh's hat becomes Tommy. Because at that point, I'm sorry, we should have done it the other way. He's very upset now. So therefore, you could have had it, Chad Gavra, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Nami Litzlo, could go into Shachat Chad Gavra, the Shnei Sidorim. You have one guy wearing two hats. So the Kamalomatam, his first hat isn't Tame, because you're the Shchita Elo Besof. The Sivabatsa Matame. So clearly, I mean, you still would have had this riot, no matter how you look at it. I mean, now it's ha, ha. I mean, because even if you hold Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosef doesn't have a good teretz. But the point, I mean, you want to know how to answer this thing. It's not by looking into the issue whether Trey Gavri or Trey Sidur Sudarim. There's a very simple reason why Rav's kasha is not much of a kasha. Because Rav is so focused on the question of Yeshua Shkita B'tchila V'atzov that he figures, gosh, if a Tana is going to tell us a Kiddush, I mean, that's the Kiddush to tell us. And frankly, the Tana wasn't really interested in that Kiddush. The Tana was interested in telling us the dinim of what is the din of a Parah Aduma that becomes Pasul, which people are Tame even though the Parah was Pasul. Now, why the heck would the Tana get involved in a case where the parah wasn't puzzle in order to tell me a din of Yeshua Shchita B'tchila V'atzov or not, just because Rava would have liked it that way, when that wasn't what he was thinking about? So therefore, the simple solution is, Ela B'psula de parah kamare, Be'achshel alo kamare, this Tana is not interested in addressing issues of Shchita, he's interested in telling you the dinim of a parah psula. And whether there's Tuman or Parah Psula. Now, what is so terrible about that? When you say, well, he could have spoken about Yeshua Shchita Melavatsov. Thank you. Maybe next Gilgal. But right now, that's not what I'm interested in. Very good. And we reach Lamed.